Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abbey Roberts. It's Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024. It's 3:26. Yeah. In the afternoon, recording this a little bit early. Sorry, guys, about yesterday. Holy shitballs. Well, I'm no longer doing a show on TNT. You've probably seen my tweet regarding that. Circumstances beyond my control, i.e. things that are just go on behind the scenes that I don't really want to give it a lot of oxygen, but suffice to say, it was taking my attention away from what I really want to do, which is the pod, Abbey Daily, free reign, talking to you guys, important issues, spending time on topics and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I mean, you've probably seen the fallout of germ warfare, Jeremy, his blog on Twitter, and which just added to my feeling not comfortable about staying with TNT. And like I said, I'm not going to add any fuel to the fire or kind of, you know, get all kind of, he said this and he said this and she said this and she said that. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. 4 years we've had of utter fucking shit, tyranny lumped on us. So anybody exhibiting any kind of narcissism, what would you call it? Sort of unpredictability. I don't care who they are. I don't want to. It's not my bag, man. It's not my. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not what makes me happy. It's not what makes me want to get up in the morning. And that, by the way, applies to whoever, whichever organization, individual, friends, you know, it doesn't matter. It is so boring to me. It's so incredibly boring, given the stuff that we talk about on the pod, I talk about on here, you guys talk about in the comments. The huge topics that are up for discussion. So the little, frankly, stuff that I've observed in show business before, in the media, show business, even though, you know, this is my real first, I suppose, big, you know, broadcasting job. But I've seen stuff like this before, you know, whether it's in comedy management or promoters or people I've worked with before years ago. And you just kind of go, especially now at my age, you just go, nah. The whole thing is, point is, you know, I was thinking about Jerry Maguire, you know, as you do, Tom Cruise, things like mission statements and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when people say, ah, well, that's showbiz, or that's the world that, you know, that's the world we're in. It's like, well, no, it doesn't have to be like that, does it? I mean, if you look at Jerry Maguire, even though I know it's a movie, but it's you know, it's, I know people that have done that. I think it may even be based on a true story. So if you accept the status quo and you go, well, that is, I'm afraid that is showbiz, or That's Me. In fact, That's Showbiz is probably one of the most pernicious statements known to man in modern times. That Show Business. Well, if it's fun and if it's like, oh, tits and teeth and, you know, having a good time on stage and banter and comedy stuff and, you know, high kicks and that's great. That's all fine. But if you're saying that you accept pretty much anything because that's what people have come to get used to or understand as media slash showbiz slash whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's like, oh, no, thanks. No. It's one of those weird things. It's like, it's why not, going back to Jerry Maguire, take the goldfish, take the little goldfish, and go in front of people that are going, I can't believe he's doing it. I can't believe. Look at Jerry, he's going. What the fuck's he doing? He's leaving this enormous sports agency. And he, what's he doing? He's staying up on his own. Oh my God, are you fucking mad? Oh, and he's written this thing which he, from his heart, his soul, his principles, he wrote. Remember, he spends all night writing this thing. And then his little kind of mission statement, and then puts it into all the pigeonholes, and they all go, yeah, great, great document, great, whatever, ideas. And then, of course, all the people just, they're laughing at him behind his back. And then he goes, and of course, you know the rest. Cuba Gooding Jr. Show me the money! He basically, he resurrects his career, Cuba Gooding Jr., and has one client, but because he sticks to his principles, then everyone else wants to know him. Everyone else, after the end of the film, at the end of the movie, everyone else goes, oh, hang on a minute, who's your agent? Oh, him! Oh, right. Or the guy that wrote the mission statement and stuck to it and didn't, basically. Sometimes you've got to do difficult things. You've got to do difficult things regardless. And I cannot speak for anyone else. I do not know. It's literally, I'm only doing this because I couldn't, it just didn't sit well with me. I couldn't, my sleep was all over the place. I was like, oh, I was grouchy. I was like, you know, take it out on people. I just thought, no. You haven't just gone through what's happened the last 4 years and personal stuff only to feel compromised, you know? And that's pretty much it. So, but I have to say, thanks to TNT for giving me the experience of hosting an hour show with guests, and this is, by the way, I'd never done it before. So live with guests, with topics, with last minute changes, with, you know, all the rest of it, winging it. I did a couple of days of the 2 hour stint, which was fucking hot. I mean, with four guests, Jesus Christ. I mean, that, as you know, sent my head spinning. So that's really all I'm going to say is, out of what could have been a terrible, you know, experience or whatever, you know, how these things kind of blow up, or, you know, it's like, and it's awful kind of shouting match. I'm not interested in shouting matches. I've been dignified. I have been gracious. I have been professional. And and that's it. That's all one can do. So I'm not interested in any gossip, in any adding fuel to the fire, in any, well, frankly, in any kind of that kind of crisis, what do you call it? You know, when people are like just addicted to drama, that kind of crisis. That, not interested, done it, seen it, been there. And There are bigger things. There are bigger and better things coming. And, but like I said, grateful for the audience who, and for people that are still emailing me. And sorry about yesterday, it was all a little bit sort of vague, but I just thought I need to get my head around this and be prepared, you know? And I feel lighter. I feel like a weight's been taken off, to be honest with you. I really do. For so many reasons, but I'm not going to go into on here, like I said, to give it oxygen. You know, people have seen stuff on Twitter, whatever, the comments, the, you know, stuff that's been made public. And I just want to, you know, just move on, you know. And like I said, I was neglecting Abby Daly. I was starting to focus on other stuff. I was like, well, hang a minute, why are you? What about the stuff that you've been talking about on with Johnny Woodrow, and who I had a conversation with earlier? All that, you know, I was getting distracted, and it doesn't mean, by the way, that. That's the end of the Abby Roberts show. Oh, very much not. That is part of my plan. I won't say too much because I don't want to, you know, announce something and then go, oh, and then sort of like 10 months later, Abs, what happened to that? Not going to say anything more apart from that is something I would like to do. And because there's definitely an appetite for it, and people have said, even people who worked behind the scene, worked at TNT, were like, "Oh, well, you know, great if you do anything, you know, we'd love to see it or whatever." So that's it. That's pretty much it. But I mean, I'm not going to lie to you; it has been an absolute. It's been a fucking roller. It's been like being in a washing machine the last couple of days. Because you're thinking, well, how's it going to impact people and whatever? You know, you just think, you know what? Sometimes you've got to do it. You've got to fucking do it. You've got to just nail your colours to the mast. But without being flouncy or, you know, diva, click your feet, you know, all that kind of, well, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. You know, kiss my ass. None of that shit. Just, this is what I'm doing. All the best. And that's it. But, you know, just because you act in a certain way doesn't mean other people will. If you get my drift. Yeah? But never, ever, ever, ever give anybody any purchase power on the, you know, so you keep everything above board, you say your thing, and then that's it, and then you're out, and then you go, you don't fucking hang around, you know, all that, it's gone, clean, while still being grateful for the opportunity afforded, which I made very clear in my email. So that's it, guys. What a fucking, Christ. So anyway, towards the end, it's Thursday. I can't believe it's Thursday. And like I said, had a lovely chat with Johnny about our goodness, truth, beauty, extravaganza, and various ways to do that. And I'll be talking to him in Kegworth. Obviously, I'm just sort of having a little look at Twitter. I'm sort of off. Yeah, I'm just, Tom Stade, I see. Jimmy Carr has named his show Natural Born Killer. And Tom Stade had, who's the comedian, Canadian comedian, who I spoke to on my show, TNT show, has had the same title 2023 and 24. He's doing it this year. And bloody Jimmy Carr has just announced his new special, Natural Born Killer. Fucking hell, these people have got no shame. No shame at all. Bloody hell. It's absolutely, it's unbelievable. I saw Graham Kemp put a nice, oh, hang on a minute, let me just take my bloody glasses off. And see, oh, I'm very much keeping fingers crossed that Abby Roberts will be inspired to broadcast her groundbreaking show on another platform. She's proven beyond doubt there is an audience appetite for it. I'm just thinking aloud to cushion my disappointment. Graham, it's absolutely going to happen. Come hell or fucking high water. So thank you for all. Yes, I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay, as okay as anyone can be who makes a decision. And there are, you know, as my husband, my lovely darling husband used to say, there are always consequences to any decision you make. Whatever it is, there are always consequences. But for me, it was seeing the bigger picture. It was thinking, well, what are the optics on this? What are the optics? Abby Roberts doesn't take any shit. Freedom fighter. Somebody who, you know, sees possible injustice and then rather than just goes along with it, does something about it. So that's where I was coming from. Have I always done that? No, sometimes I have looked the other way. But I'm 53. I mean, at a certain point in life, you just go, oh, fuck this shit. Sorry. Yawny. No. Anyway, I did say to I wasn't going to give it any more air, any more oxygen, and I'd be grateful if people on Twitter, I mean, obviously do what you want, free speech and all that, do whatever the fuck you want. Maybe don't, it might be wise, you know, not to keep throwing petrol on the fire, because the reason I made the announcement is because, well, A, I have every right to do so, and it's my Twitter page, it's my Twitter account, and also because I wasn't there doing the show yesterday, and I have an audience, I have Twitter followers, not followers, you know what I mean, party guests, and people who have watched it, the show, and therefore to not, it would have just left this kind of weird vacuum of like, what's happening? So that's it. That's all it was. All it was. And yeah. So there you go. There you go, everyone. What an absolute, what a week. Honest to God. But I've met some great people. Honestly, the guests I've had, I've met some great people. And you guys, thank you for sticking it out, you know, for bearing with me and all the, I don't know, just the kind of different timings of, you know, doing, mind you, it's only been, hasn't it, this week, different Abbey Daily timings, which did feel weird. It was like, oh, 8 o'clock at night. What, 8 o'clock? It felt strange. Like, and honestly, after the two hours, I was absolutely fucking knackered. You know, bloody hell, and my brain was like, well, as you heard, Monday and Tuesday, fizzing. But anyway, it's all good. I'm here. I'm not going to lie. The stress has affected me, the stress of the uncertainty. And like I said, not getting into any detail, but holy shit, some of the, just the stuff I've observed, stuff I've read or been witness to. Nah, not for me, thanks. So God bless you guys. God bless you and all who sail in you. And that's really the end of the pod. I just wanted to say that I'm here, Abby Daly. And thank God I'm back to doing Afternoon Abbey Daily. And I just feel like having a break, actually. Just, you know, completely off social media, off everything. Obviously, after the pod tomorrow, I do tomorrow. Just because, yeah, my brain, my head's fucking spinning, you know. And it has affected me. There's no question. I tell you what it is as well. It's when you do something like Monday and Tuesday. I did it, even though inside I felt conflicted because I was seeing stuff that was being put on Twitter. And so I felt like I was going through the motions a bit, even though you probably couldn't tell. I mean, you know, I did enjoy, you know, obviously there's your it's human interaction, isn't it, on a show. But inside I'm sort of thinking, God, bloody hell. Yeah. What a shame. What a shame. Such a great platform. And it's like, what was it? It's like my good friend's favorite expressions, you know, pissing on your own chips. That's what it is. It's great, but in the wrong, or put it this way, in different hands, things can be totally transformed. But the atmosphere in a company always comes from the top. Always. There's no question. Always comes from the top. And doesn't matter who else there is, you know, however cheerful and nice and whatever, jolly and that's been my experience. So anyway, when I do my own show, guess what? Well, it's just down to me. There isn't going to be anyone else. So if I have a group of people around me, if anyone, you know, or a team, whatever, then that's my decision. That's my, but there's a big lesson. There's a big learning lesson has gone on here for me. You know, if you build it, they will come. And that's my, going to be, you know, me moving forward. And, just start very small, really, really small, and just grow, you know, like I did with Abby Daly. And thank you, by the way. I noticed a couple of people, bless you, a couple of people subscribed. And that's very nice. Thank you so much. But I'm down, maybe, but I'm not out. Not by a long shot. Not by a fucking long shot. I had Terry literally in my ear going, well, are you sure? You know, darling, because, and then I was like, I could almost hear him go, well, if it's, you know, you, when it comes from the heart and the soul and the gut, very rarely wrong. Very, in fact, I'd say nearly 100% not, you know, when it comes from the gut. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm absolutely, you can probably hear I'm exhausted with it all. But I'm not going to be resentful. I'm not going to be annoyed, angry, nothing like that. Because like I said, I've worked with some great people. Oh, amazing people in Australia and obviously in the UK, my pals, Charlotte, Lewis, Sonia. I've worked with some great people, Natalie, David, all those guys. I mean, so I can't, there's no regret at all. It's just a mixture of things. But I mean, I have to say, actually, largely, I felt that I was, yeah, compromised in what I wanted to do as well, you know, in my, well, just the idea that I can create my own, I can do my own stuff without there being, you know, restrictions or breaks or whatever the hell. Anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm rambling now. It'll be 24 minutes, fucking hell, Abs, come on. Right, guys, that is the end of De Pad on De Thursday. So thank you very much for bearing with me. And here comes the outro. I'll be back tomorrow with comments. Bloody hell, I feel like I could fucking sleep. About fucking 3 days. Anyway, love you guys. And here's the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.